coming up tomorrow night out at the arena. Sioux Falls, game three, taking on Waterloo. Waterloo leads the series 2-0, so it's a big game for the Herd. Joining us on the fan line, Sioux Falls Zone, number 11, Zeb Knutson. Hey, Zeb, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Pretty good, man. It's a big game tomorrow night. You know, when you look at what you've done this year, 27 goals, 21 assists, although in this series that you've been held scoreless. What has Waterloo done in this series against you?
Oh, they've been a pretty fast team. They've been moving the puck very well. I mean, they seem to be doing all the right things right now to, you know, keep them on the offense and us off it. So I think that's one thing we definitely got to shut down if we're going to have a chance tomorrow.
What has been the biggest issue in terms of how they played? Has there been, because, I mean, you played them throughout the course of the season, but has there been one particular thing that they've just been able to do that you guys haven't been able to have an answer for, Zeb?
Well, I mean, they're a really fast team. They move the puck very well. They got some pretty good skill guys on their team. And, you know, at their rink, their rink is an Olympic sheet. So it's almost basically twice the size of our rink at the arena. So they, when you're in Waterloo, they have a lot more room and a lot more time to, you know, make those plays and, you know, use their speed going wide and stuff like that. And I think that's one thing we need to, you know, learn to shut down if we make it back to their arena for game five. But, you know, now that we're in our rink, I think we'll be able to step on them physically and hopefully shut down their puck movement.
You know, we talked to Jimmy O and talked to Coach Eads, and everybody seems to, you know, they feel good that you guys played hard, but it was just a couple of, you know, whether it was that goal with 0.6 seconds left in the second period that broke that tie, or the questionable goal that they had the replay for. I mean, when you're in situations like that and those breaks go against you, how hard is it to keep your composure and move on and just continue to play?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard, and, you know, I want to say we did an okay job at not letting it get to us, but, I mean, obviously it's going to get to you a little bit, so I guess that's something we just got to shut down. You know, emotionally we can't look back on it or hold on to it. We kind of got to learn to let it go, and, you know, that's the way it is, and, I mean, we'll have to, you know, move past it and, you know, just work even harder to get back in the game.
He's Zeb Knutson, Sioux Falls Stampede. They got game three with Waterloo tomorrow night. He's got one goal, one assist in this series against Waterloo. How much does the smaller rink help you guys? You mentioned before they got the big ice rink. That kind of cuts down on their speed, doesn't it?
Yeah. When they have to come to our rink and it's a smaller sheet, their speed isn't as effective because they don't have much more ice to, you know, move on. And at the same time, with our physical checking game, they'll be closer and they won't have as much time with the puck before we'll hit them. So we'll be able to, you know, play the body a little bit more and, you know, get back to our style of play and, you know, kind of get them off theirs. And, you know, so hopefully it'll play into our hands being in the smaller rink without them being able to use their speed and, you know, have as much time to make plays.
He's Zeb Knutson, Sioux Falls Stampede here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You know, last year you guys went into the playoffs as, you know, kind of the team to beat, so to speak, in the Western Conference. But this year you went in as the underdog, the number four seed, taking on Waterloo. In terms of approach, was there a different feeling? Because I know you guys had a lot of experience coming back and the expectations were high. Is there a difference in the feeling of the playoffs last year going in as a favorite compared to this year, where you have to go in as you know, maybe a team that had the uphill challenge?
I mean, not too much. I mean, you know, like a lot of teams like to say, where the playoffs is, you know, it's a new season. Everybody gets to start off fresh. And so, you know, you kind of just look at it as, hey, everybody's trying to move on. You know, it's do or die for both teams. So it's kind of a whole different mindset. But it's in the same way as, you know, whether you go in being the first seed or the fourth seed, I think.
Mm-hmm. How physical are you guys going to have to be tomorrow night, or is it going to be more finesse?
I think we're going to have to be pretty physical. I think it's going to be a tough game, but at the same time, I think if we can be physical and we can control the play more and play more of our style of game, we'll be doing all right.
You would think in game three of a series, you pretty much, everyone knows what everyone can or can't do. Do you know Waterloo like the back of your hand?
Yeah, I mean, you like to think you know what they're going to do, but, you know, anything can happen on any given night, so you can't play exactly like you know what they're going to do. You just kind of got to play a system, and hopefully the way they play falls into it, and so that you can shut them down offensively and, you know, hopefully get your offensive rolling.
Hard to believe that you've played 61 hockey games. It's, you know, 55 hockey games this year.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
How much, of course, once you go to college, you're not going to play nearly that many number of games, right, when you go to Mankato next year?
Yeah, I think it's regular season is like 35 or something like that.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It's cut down a lot.
Folks at Mankato gotten a hold of you, some of the coaches, on things to work on during the season?
Yeah, a little bit, not too much. They just kind of, you know, want me to focus on this year and, you know, not think about Mankato too much. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. We got to just focus on tomorrow night rather than the future mm-hmm. as much.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Zeb, we wish you the best, man. We hope we can get that place filled up for you guys tomorrow night. Get it in your own home place and get it nice and loud. And we wish you the best here coming up tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Zeb. Appreciate the call. Zeb Knutson, number 11 for the Stampede.